The Time Twister by Jenny Nimmo, read by Simon Russell Beale.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
A Game of Marbles. It was January 1916, the coldest winter in living memory. The dark rooms in Bloor's Academy were almost as cold as the streets outside. Henry Ubeam, hurrying down one of the icy passages, began to hum to himself. The humming cheered him up. It warmed his spirits as well as his feet. On either side of the passage, the eerie blue flames of gaslights flickered and hissed in their iron brackets. The smell was horrible. Henry wouldn't have been surprised to find something dead in one of the dark corners. At home, in a sunny house by the sea, his sister Daphne was very ill with diphtheria. To avoid infection, Henry and his brother James had been sent to stay with their mother's brother, Sir Gideon Bloor. Sir Gideon wasn't the sort of person you would choose to spend your holidays with. There was nothing remotely fatherly about him. He was the headmaster of an ancient school, and he never let anyone forget it. Bloor's Academy had been in Sir Gideon's family for hundreds of years. It was a school for children gifted in music, drama, and art. Bloor's also took children who were endowed in other very strange ways. Just thinking about them made Henry shudder. He'd reached his cousin Zeke's room. Zeke was Sir Gideon's only child, and a more unpleasant cousin Henry couldn't imagine. Zeke was one of the endowed children, but Henry guessed that Zeke's gift was probably...